most would be satisfied, but I'm not done yet. You see, God said we could have whatsoever we desire. And so I'm not just going to settle for crumbs off the table. God said to have the desires of your heart, and I'm not going to let the devil just live with dominion over me in my life. So I'm going to continue to claim what exactly God has in store. So I'm looking for it, and you should too. So I just had to say I thank God for him moving, and I continue to expect him to move there. Now, what I feel in my heart is very specific, and it's not something that is so much something that I can read to you out of the Bible as much as something that I feel led and compelled to share with you tonight. Now, it's something that it sort of started out of a work experience that became a God experience. Now, it was something that started out as a situation that I was given because no one else knew what to do with it because it was such a bad situation. Now, it's not one of those situations where you can exactly point fingers. It's not something that's just a human error thing. It's one of those times where there's nothing else that you can really do except accept the problem and try to figure out where to go from there. And somebody introduced me to a concept at that time that I'd never really thought about before. And ever since it's entered into my life and into my spirit, it's kind of began to change me a little bit. And I want to share that with this church because I think we could learn a little bit from what God's been dealing with me about. And it's this concept of failing forward, okay? Now, I want to share this with you, and I feel this in my heart as God is leading me. There will be things that we as a collective body must own up to together. We cannot lay blame on one specific thing and escape the ownership of it as a body. It is our collective success, and it is our collective failure. And we must learn to win together, and we must learn to fail together. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? And we are where we are today, and we can either go forward together or we'll go back together. We can either thrive in the anointing of God's Spirit together or we can suffer without it together. But something God has been teaching me is failing forward. What does that mean, brother? It's taking what other people would take as their most bitter defeat and running from it and learning nothing, but rather embracing the loss, learning from it, and building on it to become better. Now, here's what came to me when I prayed for this week's service. We need to be thinking of three people that we know that aren't here that should be. Every one of us. This is very specific godly instruction that I received from God. Three people that each of us need to be reaching out to over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks and just tell them we care, just tell them we love them, and not mention anything about forcing them to be here, just giving them love. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. This is something that I've learned. You can complain about me all that you want. But when you complain about me, you're complaining about the body. So what you're really doing is complaining about you. All right? So no matter how much I may not like the situation in front of me at times, every time I complain about it, I'm only complaining about me. Because I'm talking about the collective body. He said that some of us would be part of the hand, some of us would be part of the foot, some of us would be different in every possible way. But we've got to learn how to take what is in front of us now and learn how to move forward together. Because there is no pathway forward except to accept where we are and to start heading forward in God. There is no other way. Now we have a lot of good things we can build from that we do know. We have a lot of great people sitting here tonight. People with full of love, full of concern for the lost, full of willingness to serve God. But you know, there's room for growth in all of us. But I'm here to tell you, just being here to enjoy the preaching, just being here to enjoy the singing, you know, those things are good. But here's what I'm asking you to do. This is homework. We need to be thinking about like 2 to 3 people that we can start reaching out to maybe try to bring back into the fold, back with us into the house of God. It's something that I wish I could do for everybody, but I want to tell you, the pastor was never corresponding the duties of making sure everybody got to church on time. Did you know that? They were deemed in Scripture to reach to those, to minister to those that were lost. They weren't attendance takers. They weren't roll takers. They weren't responsible for the attendance of Christians. They were there to help people get converted. This is real stuff right here. So the first thing was getting 2 to 3 people on our mind that we could reach out to. And here's the other thing. Getting 2 to 3 things that we know that we need to be dealing with personally out of the way. All right, this is really easy homework that I can say out loud, but when we actually try to do it, it's going to be hard. Now, I could ask you to write this down, but chances are you wouldn't want everybody to read the second part of what you write down. Everybody would want to write down the prayer list. Everybody put it in the box and put it in the box, and nobody would care to see you write down who you'd want to pray for. But if we all wrote down the 2 to 3 things we were having problems with, some of us may not want anybody to read what we're going through. And to be honest with you, I don't want to read what you're going through. I don't know if I can handle what you're dealing with. You may not want to know what I'm dealing with. But you know what? We don't have to understand each other's problems. We just need to learn to bear them together, right? So this is what I'm going to ask you to do tonight. I want you to take the next couple of minutes as we begin to enter into prayer, because that's what I'm going to ask you to do. And start thinking about people that you can reach out to before the next service. And take your day off tomorrow and think about people that you could call, people that you could reach out to, and show them love again. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be something. You don't have to throw a Bible at them at Walmart. It doesn't have to be some devious scheme. It just has to be love. Just a simple reminder of care, okay? Now, we don't have to go too far inside of our own person to think about 2 to 3 things we need to work on, right? That's the part that's tough. Now, for me personally, I've already identified the 2 to 3 things I'm going to be working on. But these are things that are going to be ongoing. Now, if there are things that you want to talk to your pastors about that are here, we are here to help you pray through those things. And we are here to share those burdens together. And it's time that we stop hiding from the fact that we have things that we need help with. Because the longer we continue to pretend like we have no problems, the longer we continue to pretend like we have success. And the longer we continue to pretend like we're successful, then we have the form of godliness, but deny the power, right? So there's some outreach that needs to happen in this place. We've got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of outreach that needs to happen just within our own people. And it starts here. But you're not going to reach out to a single person until you work on you. You're not going to be motivated to talk to anybody until you start working on the inside of you. So when we pray tonight, we're going to work on what's in here. And then I'm going to ask you, after we pray on what's in here, that you work on the folks that come to your heart tonight. We definitely aren't going to go like we did last sermon. I know that one. I'm still thinking back on that one. I'm thinking, wow, what happened there? That one was something else. That was a sermon straight out of heaven, I tell you what. And it's going to get harder if we don't get our act together. That's all I know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get a copy of that. That's all I can tell you. But we're going to pray, and I want you to get in your heart. And if you've got to stand to get focused, if you've got to kneel to get focused, I want you to get serious about this. Because if this is what we have to do to get our hearts in the right place again, then we'll use this time to do that. Maybe I hope for the day that we come in and have that in the right place. But if we can't come in and be in the right place to have open worship, we volunteer to do so. To be honest with you, we're missing the heart of worship. We're losing the heart of worship. And it's a clear sign of losing worship when we have no desire to. When we have no desire to push out and do it anyway, we've lost our passion. And when we've lost our passion, that means we've got an inner struggle with problems. All right? Are you willing to pray with me tonight? Wherever you are, if you want to come up, if you want to be prayed over, I'm going to open the altar up right now and let you come in and stand in. If you want to come up and pray as a group together, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight for this. I'm telling you, if you want God to grow your church, you'll take the time to invest yourself in prayers like this. If you're serious about wanting to have more people around you to worship with you, you're going to take this serious and not just dismiss what I'm asking you to do tonight. If this is important to you, wherever you are, whether you want to come up here or pray right there, we're going to take this time to pray. And if you need to go tonight, if you've got to work tomorrow, I understand. But this time is God's time, and we're going to get serious for a few minutes. God ordained this moment. He didn't bring me with scripture to read tonight. He didn't bring me with anything to read. He didn't bring me with a devotional or a sermon. He brought me with this instruction, and I'm going to follow what God has led. So wherever you find yourself to get focused, we're going to pray over you and pray together. Heavenly Father God, we thank you and praise you tonight. Father, we honor you and give you reverence and praise for how you are leading and giving instruction unto your people. God, and right now, you are calling us, Lord, to open up the eyes of our hearts again to our loved ones, God, that we may turn our eyes and hearts to those that we should be inviting and loving and showing our compassion towards again, God. And Lord, I pray right now that you begin to work on our hearts for the things that keep us too busy. God, I pray that you work on us, God, for the things that keep us too angry. God, I pray that you work on our hearts for the things that keep us distracted. God, I pray that you move on our hearts to keep us from the things that keep us too fatigued and aggravated. God, I pray right now that you move in the things that keep us pulled away from what you are desiring for us to do. For God, you have called us to be ambassadors. God, you have called us to be witnesses. You have called us to be ministers of your gospel. God, you have called us to be real people. You have called us to be a distinct people. God, you have called us to be a separate people. And God, we call out tonight believing that you are aligning us with your will even greater, Lord, tonight. And God, I call out against the hand of the enemy, and I'm saying unto you, you have brought enough destruction unto this place. And God, I declare unto the enemy that you have done enough to this church. And God, I believe that we are moving forward out of every single attack that you have brought upon us. And God, I believe you're going to restore this place tenfold from where it is tonight. And God, I know that you're going to bless abundantly to each and every one. And God, I pray for everyone here, you bless fivefold for every member and let it be multiplied. God, I believe that you're going to restore this place and bring it back, God. I know, Lord, that this is not the end, but yet only the beginning. For we are failing forward. We are building upon, Lord, the things that the devil tried to destroy us in. God, we're not giving up, but we're not giving in, but we are accepting, Lord, that we should learn from the things and go forward and not give up, God. Lord, we give unto you the things that we're struggling with. These have to be your battles and not our battles. God, we are distracted too much in this world. We're pulled away by too many things in this world. God, our jobs, Lord. Our family drama, Lord. Our family problems, Lord. God, we need your guidance and counsel. God, to lead us and guide us and give us the wisdom and understanding to know how to handle our situations. God, we need your counsel to know how to handle our workplace, God. Lord, we need your counsel. God, we need you to guide this church's leadership. God, we need you to guide our pastor. God, we need you to guide our choir. God, we need you to guide our teachers. God, we need you to guide each and every single person that will obey God in this place. We need the Holy Spirit to be the leader of every service. God, we need you to be intervening in every moment. God, we want the spirit of conviction to flow once again amongst the hearts of the lost in this place. Lord God, we're calling out and repenting together to forgive us, God, if we have fallen asleep on you. Lord, help us to know when you are moving. God, help us to know when we need to move. Help us, Lord, to know if we need to do something for your glory. Forgive us, God. Let us learn from this. Let us move forward. God, let us forgive each other and work out our differences and fellowship together. And let us remember, we are not separate. We are together. We are one body. Let us not cast blame separately, but let us remember when we blame one, we blame ourselves. God, let us stand together and remember if we cannot fix it together, we will fail together. Lord, let us stand together. Let us repair the things that are broken. God, let us mend the things that need mending. Let us hope for a new tomorrow, and let us stand together that we may be able to accomplish the gospel. I feel the anointing of God flowing in here. I feel the healing wind of God in here. If you're not feeling good, you just claim your healing. God's moving. Head colds, you got to go. Kidney pains, you got to go. I feel that for somebody right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, headaches, you can't stay in here. Back pain, you've got to leave this place. And God, above all things, Lord, give us peace. Give us peace that when we face our problems, we come to you first. Give us thick skin, Lord, that we trust in you above what we feel. And God, let us put you first in our decisions before we speak and before we act. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this night. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Oh, we thank you. My, my, my. If you can, before you leave tonight, find somebody. Fellowship with them. And remember what I was telling you tonight. Think of 2 to 3 people you can reach out to this weekend. Not just to invite to church, but just simply tell them you love them. I love you, church. Have a blessed weekend. Anybody else wants to come on up. We are here to pray. God is moving in here.